The San Francisco Bay Area is a place for action and volunteerism. We are very fortunate to live in a place where many people hear the call to action and respond by donating their time towards rebuilding and restoring our most sacred of natural wonders. Whether it's participating in an Audubon bird count or helping to restore valuable creekside habitat, the spirit for volunteerism is strong in the Bay Area. Today, we are very fortunate to be joined by two such dedicated volunteers who are co-leading a stream restoration project that will provide valuable habitat for many species of wildlife, including some of our feathered friends. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the Redwood Creek Restoration Project at Muir Beach. Welcome to Bay Birds. Redwood Creek flows from the headwaters on Mount Tamalpais down through Muir Woods and meets the Pacific Ocean at Muir Beach. Redwood Creek is a vital habitat for local wildlife, including many species of birds. One bird you might spot lurking around the shallows of the creek is the great blue heron. Standing at 4 feet tall, these patient hunters wade into the shallows of the streams and wait for a tasty treat to come within striking distance of their dagger-like bill. Streams and marshes also provide a valuable nesting ground for these birds, as they nest in isolated swamps and islands near their feeding grounds. Unfortunately for the great blue heron, Redwood Creek has been heavily disturbed by human activity over the last century. But hope is not all lost for this important ecosystem. Today we are joined by Emmy Bauman and Megan Langhals from the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary to discuss the restoration work currently going on at Redwood Creek. Hello and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us, Mike. We're so excited to be here today.
Tell us about the work you two will be doing out at Redwood Creek and why this stream is particularly important.
On January 28th, hundreds of volunteers will be flooding to Muir Woods and Muir Beach as part of the annual Muir Woods Earth Day celebration. The day will be filled with many activities, including trail maintenance, the tidying of Muir Woods, weed pulling, beach cleanup, and planting native plants at the mouth of Redwood Creek, which is located at Muir Beach. As AmeriCorps members with the Watershed Stewards Project, Megan and I will be leading the native planting portion along Redwood Creek's multi-year restoration project. This restoration project has re-engineered the stream, creating large floodplains, and has seen the installation of a large walking bridge across the new stream channel. After more than a century of landscape modification, this critical habitat is being restored to allow the creek to function naturally.
You two work for the Gulf of the Farallones National Marine Sanctuary, which focuses on saltwater habitats. So why are you two co-heading a freshwater stream restoration?
Well, Mike, where do all creeks lead? The ocean, of course. The health of the ocean partially depends on the actions we take on land. By planting natives along the stream corridor, we are creating a sponge-like effect for all the rainwater that would eventually hit the stream and exit into the ocean. A healthy riparian area is able to soak up many pollutants before they enter the stream. Not only will it reduce the pollutants in the stream, but these plant root systems are able to help stabilize the soil and keep the excess sediment out of the stream.
You mentioned previously that this volunteer event is for Earth Day, but Earth Day isn't until April. Why the early celebration?
That's a really great question, Mike. Muir Woods has had its Earth Day celebration in January for quite some time. Instead of celebrating Earth Day on the famed April 22nd date, we are celebrating it in January because the temperate climate of California has made this time of year perfect for planting native plants.
So you'll be planting during this work day. What else can volunteers expect to be doing?
Volunteers can expect a full day celebration. The registration and welcome starts at 8 o'clock at Muir Woods, and from there, work groups will head to their respective sites. Emmy and I's group will take off to Muir Beach to plant along the Coastal Realignment Trail. After working for a few hours, we will join back with the groups at Muir Woods for a thank you lunch.
What a celebration it sounds like indeed. Can you tell us what are some improvements you hope to see from this restoration project?
We are restoring the stream to a more natural flow after years of human impact has altered its course. This restoration project is aimed to improve coho salmon and steelhead trout habitat, as well as water quality in the stream. These restoration efforts will also improve the habitat for other wildlife that rely on the stream as a food source and mating ground.
Sounds like it will be a busy and great work day. Where can we learn more information about the Muir Woods Earth Day celebration and the restoration project you two will be co-leading?
You can learn more and sign up for the Muir Woods Earth Day celebration at parksconservancy.org. Be sure to specify you want to plant at Muir Beach with Emmy and Megan to work with our group. This event is brought to you by the Golden Gate National Parks Conservancy, the National Park Service, and, of course, AmeriCorps Watershed Stewards Project.
Well, thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you so much for having us, Mike.
For all of you looking to get your hands a little dirty and spend a Saturday with some amazing, knowledgeable people, head out to the Muir Woods Earth Day on January 28th. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from the Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.